Hi everyone, it's Jordana. Welcome back to the Mindful Method podcast. This is such a special episode. I'm low-key crying, freaking out, super proud of myself and my team because just a few years ago, this was just all a dream. I was just a girl sitting in a closet with a microphone and a smartphone. And that's where the Mindful Method podcast, formerly known as the Head to Heal podcast, was born. And now here we are just a few years later, and I am recording my 100th episode. I'm so grateful for all of you guys who have been with me from the very beginning, and anybody who's new, welcome. We have lots of fun here. I've been like going in circles for how to do this episode, what the best topic would be. And honestly, I've gone back and forth between a million things. So I'm just going to do what came naturally. I went today to sit in a coffee shop and just journal and be in a bit of a creative energy. And this is what came out of me. So today we are going to talk about how to become an energetic match for love. And as I'm recording this, we're about a week away from Valentine's Day. So obviously February is the month of love. But also when we talk about some of these higher frequency emotions. So I just got back from Montreal doing my TED Talk, and literally coming back was like a shock to the system because I was vibrating at such a high frequency there because of like all of the things that were involved with it, you know, being on stage, being treated like a celebrity, like having, you know, room service and upgrades and just it was incredible, the whole experience. But to coming back to earth or back to reality, it was a big shock to my system. And I became really aware of the different energetic frequencies and emotions that are associated with that. And while love is not the highest energetic frequency, I believe enlightenment is. Love is really, really high up there. So love is about a 500 frequency. Enlightenment is a 700. But today I really want to talk about love because I believe that at the end of the day, like what we're all here to do is to experience happiness. And so much of where our ability to feel happy and feel joy comes from love. And that is love for the self and love for other people. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Let me know if you have any questions afterwards. I would love to hear where you're at.
Welcome to the Head to Heal podcast, where you'll go head over heels learning about how the body and the brain work together to either feed disease or fight it. I'm your host, Jordana Sade, certified holistic nutritionist and founder of the Mindful Clinic. With a background in nutrition, behavioral neuropsychology, and hypnosis, I'm going to walk you through the root cause of your symptoms and disordered behaviors. The body has an innate ability to heal. No one is destined for illness, and most, if not all, disorders can be reversed. Come with me as we develop a new understanding of how you can use your head to heal and truly thrive.
Okay, so not to be super corny or to follow the trends, but yes, this is February. This is the month of love. And obviously here at the Mindful Clinic, we know the most important form of love is self-love. I'm sure you've all heard of the saying, you can't love anyone else if you don't love yourself first. And you know, while I believe this is true, I also believe that you can experience what feels like love if you don't fully have this down. Like, of course you can. There's so many people out there, myself included, who have been able to fall in love with somebody, get married, start a family without actually fully understanding what self-love is. So the truth is, your entire reality is just a mirror for what your subconscious programming is. So while you can totally fall in love, get married, start a family, have kids without fully loving yourself, so much of what you experience within those relationships with the other person, with yourself, with your children, are going to be a mirror or a projection of some of the inner wounds that your people in your environment are bringing back up to the surface to be resolved. And this will keep happening over and over and over and over again until you resolve them on your own. So I just wanted to make it clear that, like, I do believe people can have incredible marriages and incredible romantic relationships without fully learning to love themselves first. And also some of the challenges and the triggers that you'll experience through becoming a mother, through being a good partner, and, you know, coexisting with other people are going to be where we want to shine the light on, you know, as we're learning to cultivate this self-love experience. So I'm not saying that you need to get a divorce and work on yourself first. But what I am saying is that this journey of self-love not only changes you, but it changes the lives of the people around you. And if you are still looking for love and you're still open to that experience, then it's going to make you an energetic match for a totally different and much more aligned experience. And I think that when I look at some of my single clients or friends, that's really what we're all here to do. Like when we talk about relationships, if we're trying to manifest love in our life, like we want the best love. Nobody's out there being like, you know, I want a toxic love. Like they're like manifesting toxic love, but they're desiring the best. And I think that even just going back to some of the basic forms of self-sabotage, and well, you can want to be thin or healthy and still like self-sabotage and overeat or engage in binge eating or emotional eating, it really is just the same concept. So now I'm just going to package it up and tie a pretty little bow on it and relate it to love. So when you heal your relationship to yourself first, you are going to stop being an energetic match for individuals who expose your wounds back to you. I saw this beautiful meme or like reel on Instagram or something, and it was Angelina Jolie, and it was like, when you like up level, then you stop being an energetic match for people who are lower than you. And it was like her sitting in a chair and a guy goes up across for her and he's like, nope, not interested. And she just like laughs to herself because she's of course perfection. And he's just like not attracted to something that is, I'm going to use the word above, but like more enlightened than he is. So if we are going to talk about love and the relationship to the self and others, we can't overlook attachment, right? And I've talked about attachment so many times in different podcasts, so I'm not going to beat the dead horse here. And you can listen to this, I believe, in Eating in Emotions and then also Eating in Attachment Styles as well. But there are four known attachment styles. There's secure, there's anxious, avoidant, and fearful. The attachment theory is an invaluable psychological theory originally founded by James Bowlby and basically uncovers our perception of safety in the world that we navigate. And the attachment theory is really, really important. It actually is the most important psychological theory, from my opinion, because we require attachment to obtain anything. So, you know, like Maslow's triangle of basic needs, it's like food, water, shelter at the bottom. It's like, no, actually, we need love and attachment at the bottom so that we can obtain all those things, because we are born into this world as like fucking helpless babies. Like they can't do anything. They can't walk. They can't talk. You can't do anything. You're literally 100% reliant on the people around you to bring you what you need. And so therefore, and this is how we develop attachment through these relationships, these really early relationships, therefore attachment becomes the most important psychological theory that governs our survival. And attachment is something we learn in childhood, usually before the age of 7, but we can, of course, like develop insecure attachment later on in life, depending on our relationship. So if you like were married to a narcissist or something, that can like really exasperate some of the wounds and trauma that you'll experience around relationships, love, attachment, etc. But we ultimately learn this before the age of 7, and then we carry it with us into our adult life. And unless we do the inner work to heal on our own, if we are anxiously attached, we're going to often seek individuals who validate that truth back to us, right? So the classic pairing is the anxious attachment and the avoidant attachment, because the person who's anxiously attached, the I am, is like, I'm unlovable. And the person who's avoidant like needs to isolate. So when there's conflict, the avoidant person will isolate and the attached person will like validate the truth that they're unlovable. They don't deserve somebody to repair with them. They'll be left alone. They will be abandoned. And this is not because of the other person's construct. It's not the other person's fault. It's not the avoidance person's fault. It's the anxious person's template that's manifesting an experience to bring up some of these unresolved wounds to be resolved. And because they couldn't resolve it in the first place, they can't resolve it now. We just keep repeating the cycles over and over again. So you can't really heal through somebody else. Like I said, you know, you can have a beautiful marriage, get married, have children, but things are going to trigger you within those experiences. And this is a very individual, independent, and lonely journey that you go on with your own. And I use the word lonely, but I said that actually to my to Emily, my head of operations, when we were in Montreal. And she was like, actually, I don't think it's lonely at all. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. This is not a lonely journey. Because what you learn is that you befriend yourself and then you're never really alone. Yeah. And then actually then you're not anxious because you're not like looking for somebody to complete you. You already are complete and people can just enhance that experience for you. Okay. Rather than blaming the people around you for not showing you the love you think you deserve, when you're able to turn inward and develop your own sense of self-love, you literally change the energetic frequency within you. You emit and attract an entirely new experience. And this is why loving yourself is so important, because whether you decide to be in a relationship or not, your experience is entirely reliant on the energy that you emit, right? Like attracts like. So if we look at some of the more lower vibrational emotions like shame or guilt, if you're constantly shaming yourself, if you feel guilty about everything, like that's the relationship with yourself that you have developed. And therefore, that's the frequency that you're going to emit, and you're going to manifest so much more of that into your life, right? And so this is like about, you know, loving yourself, but it's also about loving yourself so much that you can experience the life that you want to experience. And actually, for the 100th episode, I think that's pretty fucking profound. Okay. This is why loving yourself is so important. And the good news is this means you can stop relying or desperately waiting or proving your worth to other people and get back in the fucking driver's seat and command the type of experience that you want to have. Because it's nobody else's job, you know? So it's like you do it or you cry about not having it. But the ball is no longer in anyone else's court. It's in your own court. And if you want to be an energetic match for real, reciprocal, and abundant love, it starts with you. In our society, self-love is often defined as like, you know, the occasional spa-cation or shopping spree, or, you know, I can't stand it. People are like, oh, got my nails done, self-love. I'm like, okay, great. Like you did self-care-like, but it's actually not those things in my eyes. Self-love is really a journey that takes you so much deeper than like taking some time off or going to get your nails done or spending a bunch of money on yourself. It's actually doing the things that feel really uncomfortable. And that's why it gets overlooked. Like that's why like real deep self-love does get overlooked, and it gets kind of like glorified by these materialistic or superficial things that we think are going to make us happy. And I really experienced this myself through just like the evolution from becoming an entrepreneur. It's like you think that first six figures is going to make you happy, and then you think half a million is going to make you happy, and then you think a million is going to make you happy. You think the new car is going to make you happy. You think the like fancy bags and the Louboutin shoes are going to make you happy. And while all those things are so beautiful and luxurious, at the end of the day, if you don't know how to love yourself, then nothing is going to make you happy. And that's when we've got to start to dig deeper. And so I can tell you like two handfuls of things that I read online about cultivating self-love. And I was just like rolling my eyes the entire time because none of it actually is cultivating self-love. But if you're serious about this, and if you, I mean, care about what I have to say, I guess, then this is how I think. This is what I believe will cultivate self-love. And this is how I have personally experienced and with my clients experienced the evolution of becoming an energetic match for real love. And it's a really, really fun process, but it's not always shiny. Okay. So the first thing that you need to do is you need to get to know your limiting beliefs and your self-concept. Check out my LinkedIn. If you're not following me on LinkedIn yet, please go ahead and do that. That's the new social media outlet that we have been playing around with. We're loving it so far. We do a daily post there. But there was a post that was released at the beginning of this week, so beginning of February, and it was all about cultivating self-love. So there's an exercise in it, and I would encourage you to go there and do it now, but it's gonna help you to understand what your beliefs are about yourself. And this is really important because even if you think like you deserve better, you know, I'm thinking about people in the dating world. I'm like, oh, I deserve better than this. If you have to even say that, like there is a limiting belief that continues to manifest people who don't treat you well. And that's the energy that you're feeding off of. And so I'm going to blow your mind in a second, but the things that you have to like say or prove or like stand up for yourself are often the areas where you need the healing yourself. Like you might think, I'm such a hard worker. I'm so successful. Like, you know, like I deserve this. Like I deserve something good, but it's like, are you a hard worker or are you just using productivity to escape and develop a false sense of self-worth? You know? Or you might think like, I have a lot to offer, right? But like energetically, that might actually mean I'll do anything for other people. Thereby, everything I have, I can offer to others. So like the actual energy that you're sending out is like, you can take advantage of me. And if that's the energy you're showing up with, you're going to basically show up with the energy of like, I have very low self-worth. And that's what you're going to attract into your life, you know? And similarly, you might think things like, but I'm such a nice person, you know? But are you so nice that you're afraid to tell it like it is? Do you continually behave and say things to others that you know will be well received? Have you been doing this for so long that you don't even hear your own opinion anymore? Like, this is why knowing the deeper truth of what you think about yourself is so fucking important, because you could be saying and thinking one thing, but the energy that you're emitting behind it is attracting the opposite. And that's why I'm not going to tell you here to like, go take 10 minutes in your schedule and meditate. It's like, this is beyond that. Okay. This is way deeper than that shit. Hi babes, I am so excited to talk to you about my signature program, The Mindful Method. This is the exact same method that I have been using with hundreds of successful clients to help you heal your relationship to food, to increase confidence, and to lose weight without dieting or killing yourself at the gym. If you're sick of not feeling like your best self, if you're sick of promising yourself that you'll start again on Monday, if you're sick of going on restrictive diets only to gain back the weight, I can tell you right now that if you gained it back, it did not work. You know what's healthy and what's not. You do. You just continue to choose the unhealthy option anyways. And a meal plan will not solve this issue. There is no amount of restriction or discipline or willpower that is going to stop you from self-sabotaging. The body follows the mind. Imagine a life where you don't have to think about what you can or can't eat. Imagine a life where you feel confident in all of your clothes, where every day and every way your body rebalances and you lose all of the weight so you find the truest, healthiest version of yourself. Imagine never having to start again on Monday. This is what happens when you focus on transforming the brain so weight loss is effortless. The body follows the mind, and it's time you actually get to the root cause of your issue. If you are ready to transform and find the truest, healthiest version of you without letting go of your favorite foods, I invite you to fill out the application in my bio. And if you're a good fit, we'll be in touch soon. Back to regular programming. Okay, the second thing that you need to do to be able to become an energetic match for real love is around standards. Holy shit. Piggy banking off of the last thing that I said, holding high standards for yourself is so fucking important. If you're a chocolate lover, are you gonna continue to eat the Halloween candy chocolate, or are you gonna wait for the handcrafted Parisian truffles? You know, like stop filling up your life with low frequency bullshit that's not aligned with the energy and standard that you desire to experience. This means your relationships, the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the media you consume. Like this is a really hard thing to recognize, because people always say, you know, the journey to the top is a lonely one. And it's like, it doesn't have to be, But if you're actually going to get there, if you're actually going to raise that frequency and vibration for yourself to make yourself an energetic match for the type of experience that you dream about, like you're going to have to let some people go, you know? And that's hard. And it doesn't mean forever. But at the current like place that you want to get to, if they're not there, like it's like, see ya, dude, figure it out, you know? So if you're in a relationship, you should hold this same standard for the people around you. There's nothing more heartbreaking than outgrowing your partner, because it's like there's nothing wrong, right? It's not like he beats you. It's not like he's cheated on you or anything. It's just like, oh no, I've actually just evolved at a crazy rate and that person did not match you, right? They didn't get there at the same rate. And they might still, but, and then you get to decide, you know, can that happen with the two of us existing in the same place? Or is this something where like that person needs to go off on their own and figure it out? And only really you can be the judge for that. But here's the truth. They have the opportunity to level up themselves and you need to be open to let them to do it in their own way. But one thing is certain, if they are not holding the same standards as you do for themselves, it's time to let them go to figure it out. And this might mean a little break or maybe an ultimatum or a full-on separation. But the best part is you have no idea what the future holds. Like perhaps the space is exactly the thing that they need to raise their own standards without you looking over their shoulder. So in the future, like you guys can be a much better match, right? And this goes for like part, like husbands, boyfriends, and friends, you know? But if you're dating, this is so fucking important. Every single person that you meet is either a reflection of your past or your future. You just need to be aware enough to tell the difference, okay? Let me tell you a little story. I have a client who's going through a divorce. Her and her husband have been growing apart for years, and she's at a point where she's just like done all the work. They're no longer vibrating at the same frequency. She's been pulling them all along with her the whole time. And you know, like it's more complicated than that, I'm sure, but this is just the Coles Notes. She was presented with an opportunity to go on a date with somebody who she finds very attractive. Now, this person is a lot younger than she is by like maybe 6 or 7 years, and he struggles with addiction. Since she also has had a past with addiction, the ego gets involved and it's like, I can change him. I can inspire him to be better. And she knows, like she already has the upper hand. It's like, this is easy because there's nothing really at risk here. There's no potential for her to like really go through heartbreak, at least on the surface, because she already feels more evolved than this person is, right? But this reeks of moving backwards. The whole reason she is divorcing her husband is because she's ready to be with somebody at a much higher frequency, right? And yet she was about to get herself into a situation where once again, she would be at a higher frequency than the person she's with and trying to pull someone else along with her, you know? So it's like, don't fucking get distracted by something shiny. If you're going to let love into your life and you're single and you're open to that, make sure that person represents your future, not a mirror for your past. And if you do end up getting yourself like in a situation where you're going in circles with people of your past or people that pull you back, like who cares? It doesn't matter. You're just going to learn a lesson and then you're going to have another opportunity. It's not like you get one opportunity to move forward. The higher self is always trying to pull you along with it. And you're just like having the human experience and giving into pleasures and desires and letting the human brain and the monkey brain take over. And that's all okay. You haven't burnt the building down yet, right? But it's just like, if we can recognize these things right off the bat, especially if you're single and you're in the dating world and you're just like meeting people all the time, I want you to think like, is this person like reminiscent of my past? Or is this person somebody who I want to emanate in the future? Emulate in the future. But this also means getting super comfortable saying no thank you and protecting your energy. And that's a fucking hard thing to do. So good luck. The third thing is you need to be honest about your needs, okay? This is a huge one. Let me speak from experience here. As a recovering people pleaser, it's very easy to put your own needs on the back burner and get distracted by temporary validation of being accepted by others, right? But if you're a bougie bitch and you love designer shit, don't pretend like you don't, okay?
especially for like me specifically, I was like, I don't want to be labeled as high maintenance. I don't want people to think I'm superficial, right? As you can see, I'm pretty jaded with this one still. But for years, I didn't want people to think I was superficial or materialistic. And so I pretended to not care about these things. I didn't care about designers or fancy meals or flying first class. And the truth is, I do. I really do. I really like that shit. The right person is going to meet me where I'm at and see beyond the Chanel bag and into the soul of a hopeless romantic girl who just loves fashion, you know? And so like you can have both, but if you enter a new relationship, whether that's like a friendship or even like a mentorship or a love relationship, and you're not honest about the things that you love, it's not going to go anywhere. You're not going to get what you want from it. Right. And then it's just going to be like a slow, painful death because you're going to feel unfulfilled and the other person's not going to understand why. But if you're somebody who's looking for a long-term relationship, don't play it cool. Like, stop trying to play hard to get. Be upfront about it. If you have the expectation that you'll be financially supported, for example, by your partner, set that expectation now. It literally doesn't matter what the fuck you want. But if you can't ask for it, and if you can't make that declaration clear, you're never going to get it. And there is somebody who is willing to meet your needs and expectations, but you're not going to find them if you keep eating the Halloween candy, you know, when you want the Parisian truffles. Okay? The fourth thing to become an energetic match for real, abundant, reciprocal love is eat that frog. And if you haven't read that book, you're not going to know what I'm talking about. But I want you to think about the things that you avoid in your life, like the things that you really dislike doing. And I want you to decide if it's because you're escaping yourself or if it's just not aligned anymore. And I'm going to give you an example of this. For years, I hated looking at my bank accounts. I felt like such a sense of anxiety, even just walking by a bank, I couldn't do it. And when I would receive business advice, like I'd pay people tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, be like, how can I expand my business? How can I increase my revenue? And people are like, well, what's your budget? What are your margins like? I'm like, I don't know. I can't look at my bank account. It's like, okay, that's not self-love. And so you know, you're going to be able to feel it in your body when you want to do something and when you don't want to do something. There are things that you're avoiding on a daily basis, and you're either avoiding it because you're trying to escape yourself or you're avoiding it because it's not aligned anymore. And you need to make that distinction, right? And so this is an example of how I was escaping myself, like literally lowering my self-worth, not practicing self-love because I was avoiding something that made me feel like a bad person. When I started doing my expenses every day, it felt like the biggest, warmest hug from my higher self. It felt like, I trust you. I'll support you. I'm proud of you. We got this. We know what the fuck is going on. There are no surprises. There's no more anxiety. Everything is neutral. And like, oh shit. All of a sudden, like revenue increased. Amazing. Would you look at that? Shocker, right? But something that's not aligned is going to feel more like this. I was invited to a wedding that I don't want to go to, but I don't want to let people down by not showing up. Not aligned, right? Or even though I know I should quit smoking or vaping or drinking, I'm just going to finish this last pack. It's like you're trying to avoid the quitting, but you know, like the higher self knows the quitting is best for you, right? Can you tell the difference? Like avoiding your bank accounts, like I don't want to do it. It's the same I don't want to do it energy, but it's like one you need to face and the other one you need to drop. Or, you know, I want to start to go to bed early, but my partner and I always watch a show together at night and snack, right? So I'm going to prioritize this bonding, in quotations, time over my own needs. You need to know the difference, guys. When something feels hard, it's either because you need to face the shit out of it to level up, or you need to let it go to level up. Know the difference. Okay, and the fifth and last thing is to meet yourself with compassion. Always. Always give yourself the benefit of the doubt. Hating yourself, speaking negatively about yourself, your body, or your behaviors literally solves nothing. Okay? Negative self-talk doesn't change anything. It doesn't change the reality or the behavior. You've already done it, okay? You look the way you look. So it's just like, don't beat yourself up over it. It doesn't change the current circumstance.
you can try to bully your way into a healthier situation, or you can take your own hand and cheer yourself on. Spoiler alert, human beings are not motivated by fear-mongering or negative self-talk. Think about the cigarette packs, okay? It's like, you're gonna die if you keep smoking, but we do it anyways, right? Feeling crappy about yourself only increases the desire to self-soothe. So when you're beating yourself up, when you're trying to bully yourself into a situation, like, it's not going to work. You might have a day or a week of like, yeah, I have it all figured out. I'm just gonna go on a diet. I'm just gonna like starve myself and everything will be fine. I'm just gonna undo my dinner. But you're going to self-sabotage because the I am is I am bad. There is something wrong with me and I have to fix it. And as long as we're coming from that energy, like nothing, you're not going to increase your vibration at all. You're going to get stuck in cycles, right? So you may as well befriend the beast, you know, and shine a light on all the shadows and all the dark and twisty places in your own reality. The truth is, part of your journey is here to be able to experience all of yourself. And the parts of you that you avoid or escape from are the ones that run the show in the background. So face them, neutralize them, and only then can you move forward. Of course, you can do all the other things like develop a morning routine and carve out time for yourself and stop giving in to burnout and break up with hustle culture or go for a fucking self-care day at a spa. I don't care. Give yourself daily compliments. Like, yes, all of these things are helpful, right? But the truth is, you know all of those things. And it's this shit, the deeper stuff that's running in the background that prevents you from doing it. Okay. Happy 100th episode, my beautiful community. I'm so grateful for all of you. If you are interested in transforming your life in a mere 5 days, you have to come to the psychedelic retreat. I think we have 3 spots left. This is an all-inclusive 5-day experience. I'm talking like premium food, all included, everything included, including your shuttle from the airport to the retreat, as long as you're coming on like the regular days. So this entire experience is designed to reprogram your mind, heal the body, connect to the soul. We are going to be using plant medicine. This is a facilitated psychedelic experience. There will be a shaman there. And the whole purpose of this is really to bring up to the surface some of the things that are running in the background that keep you stuck in cycles. And even if nothing's wrong, like so far, the energy of the people that are coming are insane. Like it's all fucking badass women, like women that I'm like, I want to fucking get high with you. Just kidding. It's not about getting high. But these are all really, really high level, really intelligent women. And there doesn't even have to be anything wrong, although a lot of them have unprocessed trauma, and that's where we'll be using a lot of the plant medicine. But ultimately, if there are behaviors or cycles or emotions or experiences or physiological imbalances, like holding on to extra weight or chronic disorders or whatever, that your body's manifesting, there are imbalances in the body and the mind. And when we do something like a psychedelic experience, we can bring everything up to the surface to be resolved, right? Like, remember I was talking about like the subconscious is going to represent experiences to you that like shine a light on the wound. And if it's going to, you're going to keep doing that. You're going to keep doing that for the rest of your life until you understand where that is and resolve it. And this is one of the ways that we can do that. So it's going to be an incredible 5-day experience. It is designed to be an internal and external detox. So, you know, the body is going to really benefit from this. The whole goal is to really set you up for just like so much health and success in your future. And I cannot wait to share it with you guys. So I love you. I really do. I really do love you guys. And if you loved this episode, don't forget to like and subscribe and share it with somebody who might need it. Happy 100th episode, my beautiful, beautiful mindful members. And I'll see you back on another episode of the Mindful Method Podcast. Bye.